This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. CreativeEnergy.com. We are just days away from this huge thing that's happening in my life. This huge moment. I just cannot wait. Just slide into my hot tub.
Get naked, dude. God,
get naked, dude. I cannot wait. I just can't wait. My brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. It's, oh man, you know, when you start to get into like, projects in your backyard and we're replacing some stuff and building a platform for this thing, and we just found out that our pergola is super rotted, and so now we've got more stuff that we have to do back there. And you know what's going to be great?
Well, you're excited, aren't you? You're like, oh, another project, John.
Well, I'll tell you something, I need that hot tub more now than ever. I find out that I'm like, you know what will take my stress away? Is if I had my hot tub that I could just escape into. Anyway, my brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. It's already at their site. They're like, we're ready to deliver to your home. I'm like, ah, not ready yet. You can create your own personal paradise too. Just visit a Creative Energy store. Start at creativeenergy.com. I cannot wait. I'm going to be such a more pleasant person, Vinny. You should be excited about that.
You so, might find a way to beat it, though. I don't really.
No, I don't know. I'm not going to try to.
Those people.
I'll be all like, what? What's going on? Woo, seems fun.
Okay.
So relaxing.
All right.
Well, that'd be great.
We all look forward to that. That'll be fun.
That'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? You guys will just be like, wow, you getting a hot tub was even more relaxing for me than it was for you.
Agreeable, Sarah.
It's unheard of.
How did this happen? A hot tub?
Well, it's a hot tub from Creative Energy. That's what we're going for. On TV tonight, I cannot believe that this is the third season premiere of Farmer Wants a Wife. There are so many farmers out there who need wives. I just did not realize. I wonder if there's going to be a Farmer Wants a Husband thing at some point, too. Like, is it only going to be... I have to assume that there's female farmers out there who are looking for some. And I think it's all city slickers, right? Like, it's the farmer and then 10 girls come in from the city. Like, oh my God, this is going to be so great for my Insta.
They're going to love rural life.
Yeah, and they're all like, here's how you hook up the milking machine, lady.
In general, I would say this is so stupid, but the reality is through this, like, what is that thing the Chip and JoJo came up with their design aesthetic?
Yes, the modern farmhouse.
That.
Yeah.
There are people, and Joy, like, your friend Joy is living it.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lady who she's out on a prairie.
Yeah, sure.
Like, throwing
not at all, but
feed.
Okay. Yep.
And, like, wearing rain boots and, mm-hmm.
Oh, no, those are real for sure, yeah.
All the stuff. I think there's a certain... farm glamour thing happening that
there's
might,
a pull.
Yeah. You know, I you'll very quickly go, this sucks. Yeah. It smells like cow crap around here.
Right. Oh, I you mean these chores weren't just for TV?
Yuck.
No, every day, all these animals, they got to be fed and watered. And places need to be mucked out.
And you get to deal with small town life, which is its own.
Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody.
What church do you go to, dear?
Absolutely. Mm.
I remember, and he didn't even say it to me. You said it to us, but you said, my boy wants to be a goat herder.
Yeah.
And what
we all
kid
just
in Marin?
Tell him about the place.
What?
Yeah.
You're growing up in Mill Valley. But you've got this idea that you just want to be on a prairie with some goats hanging out.
I want to be. He wants to be a Caucasian shepherd, apparently.
Of course, now he's in New York City.
I got it. Good callback.
Going to grad school. Mm. Anyway, farmer wants a wife still, I guess. Maybe it's the same guy. Maybe this is just the third season with the same. They're going to keep auctioning this guy off until somebody ponies up. Anyway, I just was surprised that we're already on the third season. There's something called The Residence that is, it's a series premiere for something called The Residence on Netflix. Uzo Aduba, Orange is the New Black. And she's an eccentric detective who must solve a murder at the White House.
Murder most foul.
And it also stars Randall Park, who I love, and Jason Lee, who's Earl. And he's the guy from Mallrats, right? Isn't Jason Lee the guy who's in all those?
Yeah.
Those Jay and Silent Bob movies?
Used to be a skateboarder.
Well, anyway. And Giancarlo Esposito's in it. That sounds, okay, fine. We'll see what the reviews are. Here's the nice thing about TV now is that I can tell you about a show. And actually, you know what? I see there's a trailer link here too, so I'll throw the trailer up. I can tell you about a show, and then we can all just be like, well, that sounds interesting. Let me hear if I hear anything else about it. You don't even have to put it on your list. You just go, I know that will be available to me when I want to, if I ever want to watch it. It's kind of a weird, new, accepted reality. Because for us as kids, if you weren't there at 7:30 on Wednesday night, you did not get to see that episode of The Brady Bunch. The end.
There is no such thing as boredom anymore. You can find something to watch.
Yep. Anytime, day or night. On 50,000 different platforms, whatever you're into. And if you can't find anything, death scroll on Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat.
No, I think it's kind of neat. If you've got a trip coming up and you're about to hop a plane or whatever, you can truly find something that will entertain you every minute of that trip.
Yep. You are not wrong.
I've decided to start Rescue Me or Mad Men or, I mean, there's such a highly acclaimed, great shows that have missed everybody.
Yep.
In general.
I know. It's crazy. So maybe someday you go, I'm going to watch The Residence. I've heard some good stuff about that. Anyway, I'll put the trailer up. This is the thing I was telling you a couple of days ago about this. Sadie Sink is starting to get some post-Stranger Things work. And she's got a show, the streaming premiere of a movie called Odessa. It's on Hulu. It's a rock opera set in a post-apocalyptic world. I did put the trailer up a few weeks ago when we first kind of talked about this, but it's on starting tonight. You can find it on Hulu, and I'll repost the trailer. So it's up near the top. But Sadie Sink plays Max. She's a little redhead on Stranger Things. She's the one who had the headphones on and listened to Kate Bush during the last season.
She's good.
Yeah, she's great. She's a great little actress. A couple other trailers that are up today. I saw this trailer. And of course I was going to watch it, Pixar, because I love you and I've loved every movie I've ever seen that came out of the Pixar studios. So I saw a trailer for a movie called Elio. Or possibly Elio. 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 E-L-I-O.
Oh. Okay.
It's a brand new full-length animated feature. It's coming out this summer. And I pressed play on it and Maddie actually busted. He was like, what are you laughing about?
She was howling in there.
This is made for me. It's about a little boy, not quite fitting in on Earth, puts out the call to the aliens and they come for him. And they're like, we're always looking for crazy, interesting other aliens. And it's so freaking cute. I mean, I was almost crying just watching the trailer and laughing. It was funny and cute. And I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
They are good.
They are the best. I don't know how they keep, you know why? Because it's the story. It's always a good story. They do not bother with putting out some POS that's just nicely animated. It's all about, I'm sure the storyboards are better than some people's full length movies. Pixar, you know how to do it. Keep it up. It's an intergalactic adventure. And it hits theaters this summer. It's called Elio. Elio. Elio? Pixar's Elio. The other trailer that I put up this morning already is the new, it's from the John Wick universe.
Mm.
It's called Ballerina, and it stars Ana de Armas. We've heard a little bit about this.
Is it de Armas Cruz yet, or no?
It is not de Armas Cruz yet.
Okay.
She has not hyphenated yet. It should just be Ana de Cruz. Well, and then it's like a combo name.
Right.
It's a John Wick spinoff, but I have long complained about how much trailers show you. It's way too much. I did not know this one thing. So I'm going to say, if you're like, I love the John Wick universe, I think I'll really like this Ana de Armas. It looks great. It's action-packed. She's badass. It's everything you want. And, you know, John Wick is all about that sort of choreographed, incredible violence that also somewhat looks like ballet. And it's called Ballerina. So then there's a reveal 3/4 of the way through the trailer that I'm like, I did not know that. I hadn't heard that. And I think it's really wrong that they revealed that. So
you just said it, though. Everybody's competing for your eyes.
Yeah, that is true.
They think that you need that info.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if they had a number of meetings about it, or if they were just like, no, that has to happen. We got to reveal that in the trailer. I don't even want to watch trailers. I want someone else to say, hey, this is a good movie. And I'll be like, yes, without knowing another thing about it, press play on it. That's how I want to watch movies. Somebody I trust tell me yes. I'm going to tell you this. I love the John Wick universe. I thought the most recent one sucked. I was like, where's the story? I didn't even make it through it. But those first few are good.
I love the first few so much. I haven't watched the others yet. You know, when you get like, yeah. I don't know, it's like Christina did the same thing with Anchorman 2. She's like, I love the first one too much. I can't watch it. And I know that feeling, like you just don't want to ruin it.
Well, it's like the Dumb and Dumber 2. Right. Mm-hmm. It's still fine. Then there are some funny moments in it. But honestly, I barely remember that movie compared to Dumb and Dumber.
Right. I don't.
Right.
I don't remember.
I remember the beginning where after 20 years, it's like the 20 year long joke. They're at the rest home. They're at the home where
I don't remember.
Jim Carrey's in a wheelchair.
None.
Can't talk. Nope. But he's been joking for, he jumps up out of the wheelchair and he's all like, I got you.
Oh, I do remember
I
that.
Got you.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm. Well, spoiler alert. That's at the beginning of Dumb and Dumber 2, T.O.
So watch it.
I haven't seen it yet. Way to spoil it.
Just watch Dumb and Dumber again 50 times. I can't remember anything else from that movie. You know, girls, everything's got to be perfect.
So true. That's why that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Ana de Armas embraces her inner John Wick in Ballerina. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It looks great to me. I'm fully in. And it looks like there's actually a story, too, which is a relief since the last John Wick. I was like, what, do they just make this to make money and show their great camera work? Come on. All right, it's now time to play a game. It is Vinny versus Maddie. I got Billboard's top 100 female artists of the first quarter of the 21st century. Now, this is based on their accomplishments on the Billboard 200 and Hot 100 charts. These are so based on sales, based on rankings.
In the last 25 years.
Yes. I'm going to give everybody a bonus point if you can tell me who tops this list. Who tops this list? Who's number one on this list?
Taylor Swift.
It's the first 25 years?
First 25 years.
Beyonce.
It's Taylor Swift with a bullet. That was a gimme point.
Don't give me the face. Don't give me the facial. It's not over yet.
In your face, punk.
Coming back, sir.
All right. This game is called Rank 'em. You get 1 point for each one that you put in the correct position of the three that I give you. So first, second, third. And 5 points if you rank all three correctly. All right?
Oh boy, all right.
Your first rank'em round is this. Rihanna, Beyonce, and Adele.
And that's too hard. I really think you've gone.
Rihanna,
that's the first goddamn question.
Beyonce and Adele. Jesus.
Okay.
And I will tell you this much. I'm gonna say this. These are the second, third, and fourth positions. You just have to tell me which one is which.
Beyonce, Adele, Rihanna.
Okay. What do you think, Vinny?
Rihanna, Adele, Beyonce.
Vinny gets 1 point. It's Rihanna, Beyonce, Adele. You get no points. You had none of those in the right position.
And I just got them perfect.
No, you didn't.
No,
I did. You said Rihanna, Adele, Beyonce.
Right.
And it's Rihanna, Beyonce, Adele. So you got one.
You want to read that again? I don't think Beyonce is as high on this list as
she's
think she is.
She's number three. Yeah,
I'm
no,
not
she is.
Sure.
It's
I
true.
Think she's probably four,
yeah,
maybe
but she
40.
Isn't. Yeah. Number two on this list, first 25 years of this century. Rihanna is number two. First Taylor Swift's, everyone. Taylor Swift's. Number two is Rihanna. Number three is Beyonce. Number four is Adele. Next
I did
round.
See Beyonce's Levi's ad the other day and was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Have you seen that ad?
I have. And, you know, there's certain people.
They zoom in on her butt and you're like.
It's all butt all the time.
Wow.
She is bootylicious.
Uh-huh.
It's right there in her. She knows all about it.
It's in the song.
She's not surprised by it.
Big fan.
All right.
I'll turn the volume down, though.
Next up. And I believe Maddie has to go.
No.
Vinny's turn.
Oh,
okay,
good.
Vinny, you're first.
All right.
Rank them. SZA, Nicki Minaj, Destiny's Child. Which of those three is the highest, the middlest, and the lowest? And these are all in the top 20. SZA, Nicki Minaj, Destiny's Child. Rank them.
Minaj, Destiny's Child, SZA.
I was going to go the same thing, so I'll switch it and say Destiny's Child, Rihanna, or Destiny's Child,
Nicki,
and then SZA.
And SZA. Okay, there's actually Nicki Minaj, Destiny's Child, and then SZA.
That's me.
So,
that's me.
No, you said Nicki.
I said Minaj first.
You did say Nicki Minaj and Destiny's
then I said
Child.
Destiny's
okay,
Child.
That's 5 points for Vinny. One, what two, you, three, what? Four, five. Hold on. And then you said Destiny's Child, so that's wrong. Then you said Nicki Minaj, so that's wrong. And then you said SZA in third place, so you get 1 point for that, Maddie. Because it's Destiny's, let's see. Nicki Minaj is number 16, Destiny's Child is number 17, and SZA is number 18. All right, next up. These are the top female acts on the Billboard 200 album chart and the Hot 100.
By the way, I'm killing this game. Get me a bracket.
It's 7-1 right now. Yeah, we need brackets. All right. Maddie, you got to rank them first. Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. Ariana, Katy, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. And then who was the others?
Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. So you're saying Lady Gaga.
Then I'll say Katy, then I'll say Ariana.
Then Katy, and then Ariana. Okay, go ahead, Vinny.
I will say Katy Perry, mm-hmm. Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. Ariana Grande.
That's another 5 points for Vinny. One, two, three, four, five.
I just want to say, I wasn't working
any.
In radio for a period
blah,
of time.
Blah, blah, blah,
out
blah,
of the zeitgeist.
Blah, blah, blah. Actually, let's see. Did you get Lady? So you said Ariana was the bottom of that heap. You are correct on that one. Number five on this list is Katy Perry, then Lady Gaga. Katy Perry, crushing it. I can't believe she beat Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
Katy Perry is...
She's huge.
She had the Olympic song. Mm-hmm. She did the Super Bowl. She's had, like, she's done all the big stuff.
Right. But this is not about that. This is about actual hits
no,
and times.
No, I would think. You don't get handed
Lady
the Super
Gaga.
Bowl if you don't have a million hits, though. Yeah. I mean, she's
a shark,
big
baby.
Deal.
Okay, I think Vinny's first on this next one. Billie Eilish, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood. Rank them.
Oh, this one's really hard.
What were they again?
They are Billie Eilish, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood.
I'm going to say Clarkson, Eilish, Underwood.
All right.
I'll go Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Eilish.
Underwood, Kelly, Eilish. Let's see here. Maddie, you get 1 point for Billie Eilish being the lowest of that. The actual order is Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Billie Eilish. Vinny, you also only get 1 point because you said Billie Eilish second. You are still leading, though, 13-2. So that's pretty good.
Now, can it's I do this?
Hard to keep track.
I deserve it. I deserve it. Just give me that facial.
All right, let's
write
do
it. Right.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Throw it at me.
All right, let's do, this will be our last one here. I'm getting very confused how to keep track of these. Oh, my. All right, Miley Cyrus, Pink, Mariah Carey. And Maddie, you got to go first.
I will say Mariah, Miley, and who was the third one?
Pink.
And Pink.
So you're saying Mariah first, then Miley, then Pink.
Yeah.
All right. Vinny?
I will say Miley, Pink, mm-hmm. Mariah Carey.
You get 1 point for having Mariah Carey in the lowest position, but Pink was number one on that. And you got one for having Miley Cyrus second place.
Coming
Pink,
back.
Pink beat Miley?
Yeah, Pink has had a 25-year, I guess. I mean, it turns out. I'm sort of surprised that Mariah Carey, she's number 12 on this list. Miley Cyrus is number 9. Pink is number 7. She's in the top 10 right up there. And actually, Miley's surprisingly high, too. She's had some hits, but...
Lots of hits.
Lots of hits.
I guess it's all the kids' stuff, you know? There was a lot of early hits.
Party
that
in the
I was,
USA.
Huge song.
Still played today.
Yes, oh my God.
Wrecking Ball, that everything from that album.
I know, she's got some good songs.
Is that the game? Is it over?
Yeah, that's it for the game.
El Campeón.
Oh, and the kisses. The kisses happen.
Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Oh, thank you for the warm welcome. That's how I appreciate that. All right, Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, well, that's
cold
not
splash
right.
Of water.
Well, I mean, you had me going with the game, and I'm sitting here trying to enjoy my big win over, you know, your boy over there.
Maddie's on the show.
Severance, would you or wouldn't you after these?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah. Ding-a-ding. Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Listen live. Win contests and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. Right now, you can lease a 2024 Mach-E Select for just $364 per month with nothing due at signing. $364 a month with zero down payment, and Frontier Ford will install a Ford Charge Station Pro at your home for free. I had it done in mine. They showed up, got it done, and now I'm charging away.
Charge at home. How long does it take?
It took them under 2 hours. It's like really fast and easy.
And I hear you like your car.
I've heard that. I'm an electric guy. I like it a lot. Get full details at Frontier Ford, frontierford.com. That's frontierford.com. Okay, today's the first day of spring. Welcome to it. Welcome to spring, everyone. You made it.
Yay!
Today's weather will be clouds early, sun later. March Madness also begins today, which I'm working on my bracket. I was really on a big roll during the last contest I was in, so I feel like
Is that so?
Well, I mean, can you imagine? What did I beat him by? 13-1?
Oh, you're talking about that last contest, yeah.
Yeah, the last contest.
That was a long time ago.
Happened.
It
was
so like, funny. As I'm filling out my bracket right now, I'm like, no, I remember why I don't do this. I have no idea.
I'm just totally
100% guessing. I've heard of that. It's Creighton. I picked Creighton.
Don't pick Creighton.
Hang on, I picked them, but then they got beat by Auburn. So on my bracket.
Really made your way through the bracket.
Yeah, I'm 90%. It's not taking me long, Vin. I just got that one.
By the way, Survivor last night was fun.
Oh, I'm going to watch that today. I'm excited.
You're going to like it.
I believe you.
Would you like some?
No. Thank you.
I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Ask any question. Feel free.
Was it on?
Who got voted off?
Can you stop it? Oh, my God. Don't do it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm excited.
Real quick, the VTA strike continues in the South Bay. Leadership from the VTA and the ATU Local 265 were back at the bargaining table yesterday as they tried to put an end to the strike that has now hit, I guess today will make 11 days.
Wow.
Their meeting lasted until late afternoon, and hopefully they're back at it because this is one of those things where
to the table.
I am for unions and I am for employees and workers getting what they need and what they deserve. I also was alive when Ronald Reagan told all the air traffic controllers, you're fired. Have a good one. Mm. And not only are you fired from here, you can't work for the government anywhere ever. Bye-bye.
Mm.
Happens. We don't want that to happen.
Your dad
must
have lost his ass at that point.
That is one of those things. Yes, I was in. We were.
Everyone in unions went.
We're an airline family. Yes. My dad worked for the airlines, so it was certainly a thing at my house.
Mm.
Anyway, I know the employees are feeling it. I'm the only one making income in my household. And I'm on strike.
Yeah.
It's not good for... So, yeah, both sides.
Both sides feel the pressure on those things always. And it's, you know, companies just need to do right by the people who work for them.
But also they have...
they have bills to pay too.
Yep.
You know, everybody's got pressure on them.
So sort it out, everyone.
Got to find some kind of fair negotiation.
Meanwhile, and I mentioned this once before, but Waymo, the pioneering autonomous vehicle company...
That emerged
victorious from bitter battles over robot taxis in San Francisco, are now expanding the peninsula. They're mapping the San Francisco airport and working their way into the South Bay.
Oh, boy. This is going to be next. Even 5 years sounds like too long for this. This is happening. Oh, it's so exciting.
They're saying the public won't have access yet. But these are the next important steps for you to be in the South Bay and taking a Waymo instead of an Uber.
Incredible. Incredible.
And while I've never had an Uber or a Lyft, I know there are people who, you know, they must be going, oh, man, driverless cars are about to chip away at my business. But I remember when Uber started, they were like, no, we're going to do autonomous cars.
That's why we don't hire these people. These people are gig workers.
Until we get,
Yep.
So anyway, Waymo.
But it's moving become into this the whole, South like, Bay. The hustle gig, the side gig that people have.
Well, I give anybody credit who says, I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to take action.
Right.
And that gig work allows them to say, yeah, I worked all day, but I didn't make enough money. I'm going to go do some hours on the road and make extra.
Right. And with every development, I mean, taxi drivers got screwed when Uber came on. Like, it's, you gotta, I don't know, you gotta be able to pivot.
It is
hard, though.
Well, it's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
You hear all this AI coming out and all the full sentences coming out of your little screen things in your kitchen. You're like, well, when is that going to be a DJ, I wonder?
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah, I know.
We're all trying to figure it out. Right. Everybody. Okay, so we're right around the corner from the season finale of Severance.
Yes, that's this Friday, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah, wait.
Mm.
This is actually saying it's tonight, but they got it wrong.
No. Oh, you know what? Maybe it's tonight at midnight. Maybe it is tonight. I thought it was a Friday release.
It's a Friday release, but probably it does come out at midnight.
It's been a Friday release, so that's a little weird. Yeah. The season finale of Severance will be on tonight. If you haven't watched, it's about a brain implant that severs your work life from your personal life. This way you don't remember working.
And you, that person that you've just created, the one that doesn't remember who they are on the outside, they're their own person and they're only ever at work.
The show, in my opinion, is great and super interesting things come about where they're like, they haven't seen outside. The innie, the worker bee that you've created that is separate from your outside life.
Is in an underground bunker.
They're in
type
a building.
Thing, yeah.
They don't go outside. They don't, when they got outside, they were like, oh my God, that's what it looks like. Weird. There's so much stuff that you just would take for it. Like, that's not even a story. What are you talking about? Well, it is a story.
But you are creating a whole other person that loves different people, knows different things. It's like, it's really, they've done a really good job of showing how problematic it is that you are, in fact, creating someone new. And in some people's case, several someone's new. Several people all in one body who are all experiencing completely different things. It's really a mind F.
I love it. I'm enjoying it. I'm not trying to sell you the show, but the question at the end of all this will be put to you. So anyway, Severance, you just fast forward to the end of the day and go home. You're not aware of it. So you walk into your office, you change whatever at your locker and you get on the elevator and now you're not you.
Right.
Your innie is now you and you are severed.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, you just lost 8 hours of your life, but you know.
But now you're back in the elevator at the point at which the transition takes place.
Right.
So no time has passed for you or your innie, who also just opens their eyes again in the elevator, opening to work.
It's easier to understand if you've seen the show, but that's the basic gist of it. So someone polled 2,000 Americans and asked, if severance technology existed for real, would you get severed?
I think that the show is a great warning for not doing that.
Right.
Yeah. So I would say no.
I don't do this job for the money. I really love working here. And I'm just not having the best time going with some other stuff in my life. So I would reverse severance at this point.
Oh, you know, like, you're saying you'd be so happy here. But then what would you talk about on this show? Like you would just have you'd have no life to report on.
That's true. But
you got a little.
Can I just sever for some of it?
No, you cannot sever.
Just a little bit of it?
That is not allowed. You cannot create a person to take on all your angst so that you don't have to.
That's it.
No.
Okay.
Would you do it?
No way. But I also am painfully aware that you do have to have some balance, meaning, you know, the good times in life feel great because you've done all those damn chores that you didn't want to do. You know,
yes.
I mean, that's, you earned it. You did all the stuff. Now you get your, like, that's,
yes,
that's life. That's living. That's what it's like. There's a yin yang, whatever, however you want to explain it.
Yeah,
I don't want to skip. And by the way, drunks are practically severed. I mean, you really are, like,
when you're in
time
it,
time travel.
That is true.
You're stuck in your bedroom. And
where am I?
Yeah.
What happened?
Why is it Tuesday?
Rip Van Winkle.
And it is. Yeah, it really is this time travel thing where you go, what am I doing?
Mm.
Anyway, 64% of people polled said, no way. Of course not. Severance. No. Another 10% said probably not. But 1 in 4 might.
Oh, my God.
1 in 4 people see severance as, well, maybe.
Mm. So I'd be sentencing this other person to always be at work.
10% said they probably would. 4% said absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Hmm.
Young people are a lot more likely to think it's a good idea.
Oh.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. You know, I if you hate your job and you didn't do the... I know some people who got out of college because they wanted to get out. Young people, I mean.
Yeah.
And they just wanted out. I just want done. I'm just finished. And their degree didn't matter because they weren't looking at it like, this is the setup to my future.
Employment or
whatever,
right.
They just didn't see it that way. They thought it was the thing they had to get done before they could start traveling.
Mm.
Which is great. Except on the other side of this travel, they will return home with no idea what to do.
Right.
And that's, I have a friend, his kids. And, you know, there's like, and I just feel like that is, in college should be where you're finding your way into your work life.
Right.
But if you ignore it, you may very well hate your job. I know, I dated a lady who was like, I don't care about work. I'll sell stuff. I'll do this. It doesn't matter. I just want to, my life outside of work. And I thought, hey, there's a lot of time at work.
Mm-hmm.
You could like it or feel like you're contributing to
that what you
a
do
greater
matters.
Good.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Depends on how people want to, but if there's certainly people who don't give up and I could see why you would say, yeah, I'll get severed.
I just feel like if this was ever a thing that could happen, as I watch this show Severance and I picture, look, I love this job. Do I want to do it every waking moment? No. I don't. And that's what you're doing to your innie. Your innie is always at work. When you're there, you are that person. You don't know if you slept. You don't. Why do I feel sick today? What did I do? Party my ass off last night? I have no idea.
Like it's so interesting.
You have nothing else. And that's so that innie is a different person from you. And I feel like if you're going to have this technology, that person also needs to be able to have some rights and to say, I can't be in this place anymore. Because you've essentially created another person who is suffering the boredom and horror that is your job and gets none of the rewards. And you're just out there living your life. It feels so wrong to me.
The storyline, Dylan
Yes.
Dylan, if you don't know the show, you won't know this, and I'm trying not
He's
to spoil anything.
He's the heavyset guy with the glasses Dylan, all the way at the very end of his nose.
And the thing with his life in and out and the...
And the woman
that
who's
whole
visiting.
Thing is taking my head clean off.
Mm-mm-mm.
And how the Audi feels that you went to the... But it's you!
Yeah. But is it, though?
Uh-uh. It's crazy. You'll love the show if you haven't seen it yet. But then again, you may go, this is boring. Next
love
story.
It. Love it.
Who's Jeremy Meeks?
Oh, he's the hot criminal.
Jeremy Meeks is the hot felon with
the
mugshot that
it.
Went viral.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Good
what year
dude.
Did hot felon happen?
2016.
2014. Very
Whoa.
Close. Then he got out of prison.
Didn't he marry like an heiress or something?
He turned it into a modeling career and then did get involved. I don't know if he married her or just knocked her up. I can't remember.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah. Somebody like, I don't know, the American Brush Company or something. Like some crazy, random,
if you
rich
got
lady.
That right.
Oh,
the American,
it can't be. I'm totally.
Oh, you were just goofing.
Just goofing.
Like, oh, my God.
Wow.
That is a thing. That is a company, but. I was just guessing. I don't think that's what it is. But some heiress. Some good-looking rich. Not that good-looking. He's good-looking. Famous for the hot mugshot.
Lily Stewart, I told you about her yesterday, is the new hot mugshot in town.
Oh, yes.
She's all over social media after she was arrested this month and her mugshot made the...
For speeding, right?
Yes, she was speeding. A cop pulled her over on March 8th for driving... 79 in a 55, and initially he let her off with a warning.
Oh.
I have more of the story now, but then they caught her speeding again a few minutes later.
Oh.
She was going 84 in 55 the second time.
Well, he delayed her. You know, she's obviously in a hurry.
Instead of a ticket, they locked her up.
Mm.
Her mugshot has gone viral, and it's about as good a photo as you could hope for your mugshot.
She's a very pretty girl.
Guys online started leaving funny but also creepy comments. Which
with
is
the bear.
Well, online life. I mean, what do you
sure,
expect?
I guess.
Come on. That some of the comments are include must have been a sale at Lululemon.
Because she was hurrying.
She's trying
scene.
To get the last pumpkin latte of the season.
Oh boy. They even still have those. Come on.
Your Honor, my client, like, totally didn't see that sign, bro. If you want to see her again, her name is... Oh, fudge, it's up here. Hold on.
Steve, put that up on the... Sorry. Actually, put her and Jeremy Meeks
Lily
up
Stewart.
The two hottest criminals.
You know what? Now I really got to look up Jeremy Meeks and find out who... Like, what happened to that guy?
I don't know. Well, I guess if he had a kid with that lady, he's probably getting some, you know, sweet, sweet child support. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. There's an actor who was on Insecure, which is like a HBO show, with Issa Rae. And he looked exactly, every time I would see that dude, I would think of Jeremy Meeks, the hot criminal, the hot felon. Just
right.
Handsome, just so good looking. If you watch that show, you might know who I'm talking about. I don't know the guy's name, though.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. Oh, this person 415 is guessing something, and I don't want to read it.
Oh. Is it about severance? Don't do it.
It is.
Yeah, don't do it. There's enough people who have it. I mean, obviously, the finale's, well, I don't know, tonight, tomorrow? This weekend, you'll be able to watch that. John and I are going to binge it. We have two episodes. We'll have three episodes as of this, the drop of the finale. We're going to watch all three of them this weekend. So exciting.
You guys are forgetting they become severed without knowing what the job is. So what Maddie is saying makes sense. It's really for people who want to escape their personal life.
In a weird way, though, it actually makes it so that you can never escape your personal life. Like, you don't know what the innie's thinking. So all you're really doing is peeling off these 8 hours that you're not aware of.
Yeah, but it's less time that you spend grinding on whatever's bugging you.
I guess, and then you're tired, right? So now it's dinner time, you go eat, and you watch some TV, and you go to bed.
You know, for anyone who's ever had insomnia, you hope each time that you get into bed that you're going to just drift off to sleep and time will pass and you'll wake up and go, oh, yes.
So refreshed.
But if you don't sleep, there you are hour after hour going, son of a biscuit, it's only 11:30. What?
Oh.
So I can see where you would want just pass the time. Yeah. Just get me to the other side of the...
Maybe as that person, you'd go, sever me and never let me out. I just want to, like, can we all just live underground? I literally never want to think about any of this ever again. I want to live underground and sleep in a little bunk bed with some other severed guy. Just be complete or whatever. Just be so happy down there.
408 says, I just want to send Maddie a virtual hug.
Aww.
Hearing him say a few different times now that he'd sever his personal life makes my heart ache. We know you're going through it, buddy. We love you.
It is a tough time for Maddie.
And love hearing your voice every morning.
Aw.
Thank you, 408. I'm virtually hugging you back. I appreciate that. Thanks.
That's really sweet.
There you go.
Yeah. He's looking for people to slide into his DMs to cheer him up, by the way, in case anyone's wondering. Is that helpful or not?
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
It does help?
Yeah, if you in there.
Oh.
If I slide in there.
No, I said if you do.
Oh, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, I didn't realize.
I mean, I'll slide in there if you want me to. I don't put out, but you know.
Yeah, you know.
A couple pictures.
Yeah. I'll thrilling. Give you a chaunch photo. You want that?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not, Ben? I'll keep it in my back pocket and have it for special occasions.
Yeah. I love Sarah. Why not? Go ahead.
And then he goes for it. He's like, yeah, okay, you know what? You had a point.
Oh, boy. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
See ya. What? And some other less happy news while I try to avoid talking about Kanye.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.